Hey guys, just a real quick note before we get into the podcast. We had a little problem when I uploaded the last episode, episode number 5, and for some reason I just lost a whole bunch of the podcast itself. I've managed to reconstruct it as best I can, and everything should be just fine right now. So I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to Rusak Gamers. Hey gamers, Roy here, welcoming you back to the Rusak Gamers podcast. This is the 5th episode of our Harbinger's Rock campaign using the Burning Wheels role-playing system. Right up front, I need to apologize for the recording quality. Through a series of errors, we were recording on a netbook and a mono microphone. It comes out mostly okay, but there are some points that really sound muddy. We promise to do better next time. On tonight's podcast, we have the briefest of digressions into one of my personal favorite movies, Real Genius. We also discuss who gets which and how many scenes, and also spend a good amount of time working out a circles test. Along the way, Jeff finally admits to stealing scenes, Todd cleverly uses air quotes, and Jason loses a fight with a cream-filled donut. Oh, and yours truly still has a lot of problems with too many choices. Questions and comments can be placed on our webpage, podcast.rusakgamers.com. The spelling of that is RoosakGamers, all one word, Rusak Gamers. Or send your questions and comments to me personally, roy@rusakgamers.com. We don't have emails set up for every member of our group, but if you have a question for a specific player, just send them along and I'll make sure they get it. And don't forget to follow and make us a favorite at Obsidian Portal. Our page there is www.obsidianportal.com/campaigns/harbinger-s-rock. And no, it wasn't our idea for the dashes. Enjoy the show, guys.
She would probably diverge after Lord Fallon
Ambush. See, you told me it was
all
right.
It was all my fault.
And
we'll
start there.
So how are we? Really, we know what we're doing.
37.
Okay. All right, we apologize tonight if the recording quality is off. We've had some technical difficulties, but hopefully we should have everything under control now. Excellent.
I want to do it.
Okay. All right, well, let's just keep an eye on it. All right, well, we'll try again. Hi, I'm Jeff.
I'm Roy.
Doug.
Joe, the one who forgot his recorder.
And I'm Todd.
And hopefully that will.
And we're the Rusak Gamers.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's what they went with.
luckily, my friends will never hear one.
That is Joe. All right. So I just want to keep. Yeah. Well, no, I want to keep an eye on the way for one. All right.
We'll mesmerize him like a way.
Concentrating on the game. Okay, so, Joe, you had something in mind you wanted to try tonight?
Well, I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but I would like to have a building scene where we get hot on our army of Kern.
Hot on. Okay.
You want to build an army of Kern? Is that what
Well, we kind of, they're already training now.
Well, they've agreed to start training. How long has it been? I mean, they haven't trained yet.
Yeah, how long do you want it?
I don't know. I want it to be a week later.
Okay, a week later.
Sweet, my people are here. My air quote psychologists,
mm-hmm.
helpers,
I think
are
we
here.
We need to build a detection.
Are you gonna? Are you? Is this? Are you doing a? Are we just talking?
I'm just talking player talk.
Okay.
I think we need to build a detection.
When?
Army.
Don't do player talk. Do it in your character. I mean, you're telling him what you think you want to build. Tell him. Tell his character.
Well, we're just sort of talking through what we want to get done.
There might be a better way to do that.
I mean, it's not. We do this all the time. We've done the last couple of games.
Okay.
He doesn't want to spoil his scene necessarily.
Is he allowed to do another demonstration?
Well, it's not a scene, per se. Go ahead.
You know what?
Never mind. Wow!
No! Please, Jason. Play, damn you.
You're going to make Joe cry.
Oh!
Man, that's make him two take people his, been offended tonight.
Take his, make him take his dice and
go
home.
I was. Oh. You gonna play tonight, Jason? What?
Oh.
And nobody was even here, but
that was
you,
me.
It was.
Well, if someone, if a tree is offended in the forest and no one's there to hear it,
is the tree really offended?
People on playing on the computer the whole time.
Man.
Wow.
Tonight.
Turn the recorder on and the bitch fest comes out.
Joe, my apologies.
No, you're right. I should be just winging it, but.
No, I mean.
I'm a little.
Tell Jeff, not Baron Frost, what you want. Dude, whatever.
Up Earl.
Yeah.
Thinking.
I want to be Earl Sandwich.
Well, Jeff, we're kind of in, you know, you're in my head. We're kind of have kind of created a situation here. What do you think? What do you think we should go from here?
I'm all about building an army. I think it's a great idea.
I think with your detection crew and workers being trained military wise,
but they're not trained yet. Is my concern.
Well, I mean, I had an idea for a scene. I don't know if it would be a building scene where I'm actually discussing protocols with my head, the guy who I've appointed.
Well, then why don't you get him and get him to do it? Do you have what kind of skills do you have to do that? And I can assist you and be involved in that because I'm in your head.
And you can always
not that I want to be there. I wanted to go.
I've got law. I've got bureaucracy. I've got oratory. I've got government-wise philosophy, bargaining, conflict-wise assault weapons, ugly truth, instruction, intimidation. I mean, I've got the right skill set. I just, you know, if we're going to do a series of three tests.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we think about it? Does anybody have a just a spell?
Does anybody have a color scene or something they want to knock out first?
I think everybody's done their color scene.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Have you done a color scene?
Mm-hmm.
Roy, your loyalist? And he did his last game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that was the problem I had when Roy was here and he jumped all over me. He's like, he did his color scene, Harry. Yeah.
He's got snippy.
He's got a little snippy. I mean, there's have you done? What
no,
about interstitials? You sent out an email.
I want to go talk to that in front.
Okay, so Doug wants to go talk to Prime. I mean, I think we're on to something here, but the question is, what? How do you rally them? What do you want them to do? And specifically, you want them to start organizing into troops, or what do we want them? What do we want to see happen from the works?
No.
Why don't we wait and see what he does to us? Because he said he's going to throw you under the bus.
Give him 10 names. That's what he wanted from me.
Mm-hmm.
10 names of my 10 favorite kerns to become leaders, and then they'll train 10 more.
Let's not give me 10 favorite kerns.
Maybe
give him
10
worst. Give him the worst. give him the bottom of the barrel, buddy. Give him the ones, the troublemakers.
And then we'll take a cup. What I wanted to do
and is then maybe he'll turn them against you.
Well, if they're the weakest ones, but who cares?
Solidarity!
Yeah, I give them the janitors and the
custodians. We have nothing against people in the custodial service.
Absolutely not.
You want your losers to be trained so they can turn around and train everybody else?
So you call them custodial people losers?
No, he's saying he's going to give me a 10 words.
Oh, okay. And then he said janitors, which... You know, my grandfather was a janitor.
I was
a janitor at one point in time.
Yeah, so was I.
I'll get them all cooked.
Bellarmine?
Yeah. Edit that.
No, we don't. Go Bellarmine Knights. How's that?
I'll give him those professions that are the least likely candidate for military strength.
I cleaned up hard drives. Is that
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, Doug wants to talk to...
Why don't we let Doug do his thing?
Dang. I want to talk to the head of Prime. What's the head of Prime's name again?
Nicholas Heratomi.
Nicholas! I went to go see Nicholas.
Is that Vox's buddy?
Hey, only I call him Nicholas.
Yeah, that's, I have a relationship.
Okay, you got a relationship.
Nicholas is my buddy. I get to call him Nicholas. Do you? He's Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, exciting game, fella.
And now back to Joe crying like a bitch.
Hey,
I don't know what to do.
Then,
my character sucks. You can't draw. My character's a plant. He looks like a frog.
Oh. Not easy game green.
That's right.
So, what do we...
Okay, so are
you
going
to... You come see me. What? Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
Oh, is that what we're waiting on?
Yeah, I mean,
you to say hi.
Yeah.
I didn't even finish whatever he was writing.
No, I mean, I'm going to continue to write. You just go ahead and go ahead.
So I understand you've agreed with Vox for us to train the Kern in military maneuvers. Are you out of your mind, sir?
It was a necessary concession.
To arm the riffraff so when they rise up against us, now they know how to use the weapon?
Let's understand something. When we sit there and we say arm, I'm not sitting there putting them behind nukes.
Sure.
Okay? It's not what we're doing. We're not giving them iron.
Sure.
We're not doing that.
But when they rise up and they overcome the anvil, they'll have weapons and know how to use them.
I understand that. They could probably already get weapons now if they wanted to.
Rocks, picks, sure.
They could get more than that if they wanted to. A necessity. Okay. What we can do is arm them and train them. All right. Maybe you can use them. Maybe you can. But we're not talking arming every single Kern on the planet.
We're not giving them weapons. We're training them. We're not leaving weapons in their hands.
Depends upon the nature of the weapon.
Can you quantify that?
What level of weapon are you comfortable with?
Rocks.
Picks and axes and stuff like that?
I'll agree to slingshots. I think we have rubber somewhere.
Well, I think that my concession would probably give a little bit more advanced weapon than a rock, because they have a rock now. But my point is that we need to give them something enough to at least satiate this level of the concession that I've given.
Okay, but you've agreed to train them, not to arm them. So we go down with weapons, we line them up, we teach them to fire, we take the weapons back, and we leave.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, that being said, we can always say the weapons are coming later. Okay? I still agree to give them weapons of some sort. But to say exactly when, I signed no contract saying exactly when that weapon would be there. Or the specificity of the weapon.
Did you agree that the training had to be weapon-based? Can we train them hand-to-hand?
I have to go over the contract. But I think it would behoove us to go ahead and train them in weapons anyway. Because I can see this going to our advantage as well.
When they rise up, overrun the end...
Well, we're assuming that they're going to do that, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to do that. I believe that they have their own best interest. I mean, they don't. If they rise up, what's going to happen?
Sir, you might hope for the best, but I'm planning for the worst.
I understand that. I accept that. I mean, I have a vested interest here. If they rise up, I mean, I'm losing too.
So, what level of training did we agree to? I mean, 6 months training.
I tell you what. Let's do this. Let's train them in the let's train them in basic marksmanship. Basic marksmanship. We're not talking snipers. We're not talking high efficiency weapons, anything like that. Basic marksmanship. Then, what you really want to give them is, how do you break down a weapon? How do you put it back together? How do you clean it? How do you transport it? That kind of thing. Steer them in the direction of this, and while it is a necessity, it is in truth a necessity to know how to do all those things, we can push we can push the more advanced things as a carrot down the road.
Okay.
Makes sense?
So is this training open-ended?
From their perspective, it is.
Okay.
Again, it's a carrot. And that's what all this is. This is all a carrot. That planet down there is a carrot. That ore is a carrot.
Sure. No surprise.
Sure.
The carrot to get the horse to get the prize.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll start training them on how to break down weapons.
Are you going to do that, or is your sister?
Who did you agree was going to train them?
I didn't. Well, I'm just curious.
And she can do it, because when they rise up, it's going to be her problem.
Bringing in any anxiety with your family?
Jeff.
Her fault! It's going to be her fault.
Maybe you're building teams with your sister.
I'll meet them from space.
Yeah. Now, are your guards sure. present? Are your guards present here?
Yes.
He's got a sister who's the Iron Lady.
His sister is the anvil.
He's the hammer, she's the anvil.
Well, kind of incestuous, isn't it?
Yeah. He doesn't want my guys having iron. What?
No, he doesn't want his
sister. He doesn't want them being trained at all.
But maybe the sister doesn't care what he wants. Maybe she is in agreement with the Kern. Maybe she wants the Kern to succeed in this because her people are stretched. And if she can train them, maybe that's the angle.
Would
we
you
take
like,
him out of the equation, we go with the sister.
Would you like a little
perspective?
I'm sorry,
is your team finished?
Not yet.
Sure.
It's up to you.
Sure.
You want a little perspective on his sister?
Sure.
His sister grew up in his shadow and resents the shit out of it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sorry, Dad. Fire Roy. Resents it. Hates it.
Loathes.
Despises. Now, she got this position before he did. As, in other words, she got this planet assignment before he did. So she viewed it as a real step up to be on such a highly prized planet as the Animal Lord. Okay.
And then the Jack
and
Wagon.
And then he shows up.
And it's and in addition to it's kind of like the Marines and the Navy, you know. Basically, hammer flies, anvil dies.
Yeah.
I mean that's it, there's that whole mentality. Thank you, mentality.
Starship Troopers.
Sure, we love you boys. You take us where we need to go and kill people.
You always give us a ride and we gotta go fight.
That's right. So that's what she viewed it as, hey, this is something that I can protect. This is a career, you know, heightening assignment. And then he shows up because the hammer forces are always given a little bit more of the cushy jobs, and they're certainly in the cushy places. Now, mind you, you're on a ship. Now, that's not to mean that, you know, you're sitting on the coast of someplace with feet in the sand, but it's nicer. You know, you don't have to deal with climate. You don't have to do anything like that. But it's you've got more creature comfort. Whereas you're on the ground, you're in the mud, all that kind of thing. So she resents it. She really does. And her entire career has been ruled. She has succeeded by intimidating. Okay. I mean, she's very strong-willed, but she's kind of blindsided by things because she doesn't. She's very strong-willed, but she can't see the whole picture. But it's proven well to her when you're the person on the ground driving people, and that's what she's been able to do is to drive people. As opposed to convince somebody to do what you want them to do. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we need her.
Aiden's got a relationship with her.
See, and I owe him more.
I'm in your head. I don't even have to be in the room with you. Yeah, I mean, if you want to go talk to him, I'm there anyway. All I got to do is say, I'm there.
That really bugs me. Too.
What does?
Him being there. If I knew about it, I would not be happy.
Well, don't tell him.
I didn't.
None of his business.
How are you supposed to bring that up in conversation? Yeah, this is a little guy in my head.
Hold on, let me think.
What?
Yeah. So then I said, what?
No,
I'm not going to tell him.
No! Shut up!
Is that you, Jesus?
Yes, Ken. And Ken,
stop playing.
Well, it's funny when you talk.
Is you, Jesus? What scene was that for you, God? Was that an interstitial?
Yes.
That was great.
My heart don't
Ken, me. My dad, God.
God, you know, God.
The Father.
Okay,
one of the greatest lines in the movie ever.
Can you hammer a six? Can you hammer a six inch punch to a 40
to a got a hammer stroke.
Got a hammer stroke. I'm trying to think what my. When I burned that hard tech last time, it was a. On a 5, wasn't it? I think it was.
Yeah,
it was like a little routine.
Okay. Looking at the thing, and there's scenes in play on page 428. I don't know if Joe gets a scene, building scene.
I don't.
Any player who is not in the spotlight for a conflict scene gets a building scene for his character or that maneuver.
Oh, so you don't get a building scene since we have
building scene for the player, conflict. Regardless of the character he uses, whether he uses a subordinate, the character he brought into the game via circles, or his main character, it still counts as a building scene.
So you don't get a building and a complex.
There's none.
Okay.
All right, well, that's good, because we can get to the end of the maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
We can look at our beliefs again and move on. I mean, but let's look at what we've established here, which is pretty good, considering. just to sum up in the last few games, if I can.
Please.
Yeah, because none of us remember.
Well, I have joined, I've basically allied myself with Joe to help the current. Frost is allied with Vox to help the Kern. We've approached Nagatomi, who has decided to, who's going to train them, and I appreciate the fact that Todd is actually living up to the fact of the Duel of Wits,
mm-hmm.
you know, and standing firm on all that, you know, with the contract and all that. And now we had the conflict there to establish where we're going. Basically, we're trying to get the Kern as a fighting force here, which I think will help us in the infection that we're not even sure about coming yet.
Right.
And then you've
but we
established.
We haven't yet because there was a body, and that was the whole thing that drove the conflict. Was
right. And then we've established. And it, what was your. Have you had a building scene yet,
no.
Roy? Okay. So that's kind of the setup here. We've already set that up between the three of us and Todd. So now we need to. These guys can sort of bring it home. And we find out where we're going, but that's I think that's a good amount of plot development for this maneuver, frankly, and that's okay.
But how does that relate to the fact that for this maneuver we chose to assess, right?
Well, yeah,
we haven't done jack on that, have we?
Well, no, I think I'm not. To be honest with you, I'm not sure how all that works. But the assess is to assess the threat and find out what's going on.
Right.
And sort of, I don't know what maneuver, or do we have to decide what we're going to do at the beginning of the maneuver? Say we're going to assess and
yes.
then we sort of yeah, drive
did
it that way.
And we already did that.
I mean, but if it fits to say, well, maybe what we really want to do is this, but, and I don't know if we can go back and retcon that or not, but.
Well, that's why I started out in my color scene with trying to figure out where the whole theory was.
Yeah, I mean,
nobody jumped on yet.
See, that's my biggest concern with this, with Burning Empire. Love the system still. Is that
love the setting? I'm not.
Yeah, and the setting's great too. I'm not the maneuvers and stuff. I haven't wrapped my head around personally.
Well,
but let's. Why don't we can continue and find out. Maybe we can figure it out. But because you guys, I don't want to.
Well, Jason and I were talking about a building scene that might help do part of that.
We were talking about, I'm sure I got this right.
Because you guys can always do.
We're trying to come in and we're going to root out that program.
Right.
What you wanted to do.
And then you were also going to hide the tracks.
Hide some of the conflict, yeah.
Well, I know exactly what.
And you've still got your building scene, too. Not a building scene, but you have a conflict or a building if you want.
Yeah.
But no, you can do a building.
A building's not necessary. So where this
whole thing. Yeah, you guys.
I'm what I'm trying to do.
You guys have what you, I mean, you both have building scenes that you can do, and you've got a building scene left. So why don't you all do
that? Unless you want to do a conflict.
I think only one side gets a conflict. I think
you can have more.
Can you?
Yeah.
Well, it says each side gets one. The player side.
The player side is guaranteed one con.
If necessary.
It's guaranteed one.
Guaranteed one.
The players may take an optional second conflict if it's necessary for the flow of the story.
Well, cool. All right, we're at 8:30, so let's get to playing.
Well,
because we've done a lot, Joe, the last few games. So I mean,
I wasn't even going to use the Vox voice tonight.
No.
Well,
you didn't bring the recorder.
No.
Why are you here? I know what you brought. You brought the guilt.
Yeah.
There you go.
You brought the guilt. Thank you.
Hope you enjoy it. I'll see you next week.
Extra helping.
I could do
extra helping a guilt. A what?
A color scene. You my color scene yet?
Well, these guys aren't stepping up, so go ahead.
All right. Vox. Well, I'd just like to add, every time we try to say something, Jeff just starts talking over it.
Well, you're not used to that.
Hey, come on. I'm going to say something. I tried to say something four times, and Jeff is...
I'm giving
No, wait, it's too much.
Okay, I'm assuming that when we had our talk, our interstitial, I got it on email, right? So I'm emailing you all, and it's quiet. Vox is at his office. He's at his computer terminal, and he sends you all an email. Okay, and it basically says tomorrow at 1700, there will be a scheduled maintenance downtime in the Prime Corporation's network. A good chance for you to route your shipment. I'm going to say that I have earmarked a pallet of ore that didn't pass quality inspection for you guys, and I think that the scheduled downtime would be a good opportunity to do whatever it is you want me to do. Please don't tell me about it. Thank you.
Frankly, I think that's an interstitial. But maybe not. Since it's only one-sided, you just send an email.
Yeah, just send an email to let them know. I don't want to engage with them. I don't want them to tell me what they're going to do.
I don't want to know! Plausible deniability.
Yeah, that's what I want. I don't want to know, but this is what's on. This is what's going on. Schedule downtown for maintenance, and I am a shipment of ore that failed quality assurance testing.
Air quotes, failed.
Yeah.
Of course, the air quotes are not in the email.
No, none of that.
That's just for player knowledge to read into it.
Yeah.
And emails out.
Your voice. Okay.
It's my face.
Oh, okay.
All right. So.
Face.
During the downtime, I'm going to try to break into the Prime Corp mainframe. And basically, I want to start with a remote control over the mainframe. That way I can access it at any point in time. Then after doing that, I want to get the calculations for the amount of ore to always come lower on the number for any family business transaction.
And so you want to cut... Well, I'm just trying to figure out what you're saying.
Anytime the ore, we'd always get more ore for any family related to it.
It reads one pound, but
it reads lower.
So you're actually cutting 10% off the top for yourselves.
Yes,
right.
For the family.
It reads 1 pound, below 1.1.
And then I want to be able to access the personal files, so if I have to frame somebody up through the security method...
Mm-hmm. Does that happen through the back door?
Well, that's...
Well, if you establish the back door, is the establishing the back door a link test to the other two?
I would think so, but...
When I need to get in the...
Well, I would think establishing the back door is the first one to get in, and then that is a link test to the other two.
Because
if you don't...
Fail, you
may get
caught.
Right.
Okay, so right now, what you're doing is you're establishing...
Getting into the personal files to be able to hack through.
Purple bells are kicking in.
Okay,
door.
So what happens if you fail?
He gets caught.
Or, well, they realize they've been hacked, but they don't.
I tell you
but
what,
he doesn't
right,
know it.
Here's what happens. A red flag goes off that there's, but here's the thing. A red flag goes off, but only for one person.
I want to make sure Nicholas gets blamed for it.
No.
No, if you fail. What
if
we're
you
saying.
Fail. If you fail.
What's the option? What are we talking about? What we're saying is, if you succeed, you get your back door.
Right.
If you fail your role, what's the downside for you?
Here's the thing.
Is that somebody realizes that you're trying to hack the computer.
Yeah, and they know who it is. But it's only one person who realizes what's happening. And it's Deborah Nagomi who finds out.
No, it's my idiot psychologist because he won't do anything.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So,
what's the obstacle? What's the OB?
Yeah.
What's the skill you use?
Yeah, what is the skill you use?
Security rigging. I think that's the one that, and then there's security. I guess it's backwards.
Can you use the wise to help you out?
Well, he didn't. Did he bring you in to do it? I mean,
he's my subordinate
building.
Yeah, but as far as I know, he's sitting in a room somewhere typing. He didn't right. say, I've got you standing on my shoulder. If you're not in the scene, you can't help it.
As soon as things are done,
this is your building.
Right, but what I'm saying is this will set up my interstitial so I can say this is what
where
I got.
Where you see that?
Yeah, but if you bring me into the building scene, I stop by to check you because I'll be able to help
you. You can't do that.
Why not?
You can't interject yourself into somebody's building.
He can bring you in, though.
He can bring you in.
Yeah.
But you can't interject yourself. That's
the only screen time. Trust me. He's a master of it.
Say that louder.
I steal screen time all the time. That's why I'm in Joe's ads, I say.
I'm in your scene now, Joe. Joe, you're going to have a scene now.
This is what Joe's going to do.
I establish connections with everyone, and I tell them, this is what your building scene is. I'm going to give you a belief about a building scene. This is your building scene now. I believe I'm going to have a building scene. Okay. And Joe, I don't have to be in your head unless you're cool with it.
I want you in my head.
Okay.
I'm assuming that you and I are talking about this the whole time.
Okay.
But I don't want other people to know.
They don't have to know because I'm in your head.
I'm going to say it's average is 3, so I'm going to say it's a 4.
So it's difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not supposed to be easy.
No. What I'm saying it's just more than average.
Yeah,
super hard.
No. If you said I was trying to crack into the targeting system for the ships, I'd say that's a 6.
Yeah.
I'd say that's much harder. But this is...
But this could he use this as a link test to get into the ships?
No,
later?
Because
not
you're not
the
connected.
Ships, but he would
this
be able
is like
to
a counting protocol you're getting into.
He would be able to use this in link test.
Well,
to be able
no,
because
he mentioned parts. He mentioned also as one of his things is getting into the personnel file. Yeah. So you're just basically hacking into the company's
mainframe.
The company's mainframe.
Yeah. Okay. That's what he's trying to do.
Nice. And skimming or when transaction.
Oh, by the way, my computer is not connected.
No, you mentioned that.
Okay.
Because it is his own entity.
Yes. Psychic.
Which is why yours was much higher.
So it's security rigging is used to defeat security systems.
Yes.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'll use Psychic. The call on affinity for locks. Then you've got security, which I'll fork that in.
You get plus 1.
You can only fork in 1 skill and 1 wise.
Yeah.
Affinity for locks gives me plus 1.
That's my call on trait.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I'm calling on that.
Right.
Okay. And you should get a plus 1 for a building scene. Unless that's just circles. I mean,
and then I can put in a wise, correct?
Right. Yeah. 1 skill, 1 wise.
If this is personnel, I'll use guard wise. I can first get the bug first.
The thugs.
The thugs. Guards. Within time schedule of guards. People that I would have access to the equipment.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's... Is that hacking into the mainframe on the first roll, or would that... I'm not saying anything. I'm not the GM here. But it would seem that you would be able to hack... You would do that wise in your third roll, where you said you want to do the personnel. Not this roll where you're actually hacking in. Or maybe the guard rise on... Maybe it works on both of them. But the initial hacking in that links to the other two, I don't know that... I mean, it just seems like guard-wise is a stretch on the initial roll.
Yeah, when you say guard-wise, what do you mean guard-wise?
I mean, it's exactly what it means. Guard-wise is just guards.
Yeah, I mean, it's for like taking in guard schedules and things
like
that.
Yeah, but see, that's not really... Because guard schedules are immaterial to you. Because you're going through data.
Well, this, by getting into the mainframe, it's going to be, I think, a link test for...
I mean, are you trying to sneak into the mainframe? Because if you're sneaking in...
Then definitely. If you have to sneak into a room where that's guarded, then definitely.
Yeah. Because then that makes a difference. But if you're just sitting...
At your own terminal.
Right, at your own terminal doing that, then that's different.
But that...
Starbucks.
But if that could change the result, I mean, if you get past the guard, it could change... the outcome, because if you're in a guarded spot and somebody's by a comm, they go, there's a guy in there. Would you just walk over to him and put hands on him? It changes the scene, so it could also change the potential outcome. And the impression that I got from the way you described it, is that you were sitting somewhere at a dead turn. You just walked in with a briefcase, plugged in somewhere, and started hacking.
Technology-wise, would be better to hack the fork in and guard-wise.
Don't have technology left.
You have what can you advance what you got?
Right. Streetwise, guardwise, outcastwise, criminalwise, and black market wise.
Black market wise, maybe.
Well, that's for the selling of the ore.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. I mean, if you're trying to criminalize technology, okay.
No, I think it's just for circles test, because I don't see a skills test for it. Okay.
No, I don't.
I think it's just for circles.
Getting extra die.
Yeah.
You know, if I was in your head, I could help you.
It is a scheduled maintenance action, though. We ought to get some count.
If it's downtime.
It should be harder when it's during scheduled maintenance, because there's more people in the system doing stuff. There's more chance of getting caught.
Yeah, but anomalies aren't going to light up red flags or something squirrely that is a flag somewhere.
No, go ahead with what you got.
Well, I'm just making sure. I got my security rig with my affinity for locks. Six side. Forking in security. And why is there wasn't any, and I didn't get the bonus.
Can I tell you?
Greg?
Yep.
When I work
any force?
Yep. No, do you have any persona or anything you want to throw in there?
Persona.
What's your exploit in security?
You need people talking.
Okay.
So you got six dice? Do you want to eat?
Eight.
What did you add in?
Five for security.
Okay.
Security rigging is where I'm going first. Mm-hmm. Two for security, and then I get affinity for locks, which is a trait, which is a call.
So you get an extra
one die.
So how do you get to eight?
Five, six, seven, eight.
Because my security is five. My security rigging is five.
Two for the edge, one for the call.
Okay. One six. Right.
Enjoy.
Thanks, man.
One, two. I can fade you and roll two more.
Yeah, he can re-roll those two. We get two sixes.
So we can re-roll. Okay, just roll two more. Two of those.
Yeah. Oh! That's okay.
You get through. You're in.
Before you say this, but if we're doing this as a link test, doesn't that just give him minuses on the other rolls? Or are we doing this in addition to the minus?
That's what we said. You know, this is, he can have a building.
But he still gets the plus one later to the other two things?
Yeah, I'll let him have the plus one later because he's already in.
All right.
Yeah, you're already in.
Okay. If you already have more than five, you don't need routines, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And this would be actually a routine test.
This is a routine. Yeah, there's no question about it. Eight on a four? Oh, yeah.
Still failed.
Get three.
Welcome to the game.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the next one would be...
Nope.
So I got the personal file.
He gets one.
Is that right? Or is that the remote? That was remote access, correct?
Remote access, yeah.
So I will start going into the personal files next.
All right, now let me ask you this. Whose personnel files are you going into? Is this just a general, like you're going into the big, broad category of personnel files, or are you looking for specific
things? He said guard schedules are what you're looking for earlier, like, right?
Guard schedules and whoever's doing maintenance.
I'm fine. Okay. All right.
So not COOs or CTOs.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. If you're going to somebody who might be red flagged, right?
They might accuse you of being a villain.
Damn, that would be awesome.
Who says I'm not?
Okay, here's
all right, quick move.
What are you going to roll now? What is it that skill that you're
going to
use?
I'm going to use the guard wise.
Okay.
With on the security.
Okay.
And I'll fork in with the security rigging. So I'm assuming I still can get caught.
Okay. If you roll, this is a three.
Okay.
If you fail this, you get the wrong guard schedule. You still get a schedule, but it's just the wrong thing.
Okay.
But every success beyond three will give you the name and location of where the guards are. Not only the rotation, but exactly where they're going to be.
I'm just curious, how's that going to help if he knows more than, say, one or two? I mean, what is that?
It gives him more. Essentially, what I'm saying is it gives him more specific information than what he's looking for. If he looks for guard rotation or guard schedule, not only is he going to get guard schedule, he's going to get, you know, in other
which
words,
specific guards are going to be.
Which specific people are going to be there. Maybe he can contact them directly. Maybe the boss can contact them directly. But he's going to get a lot more information than what he was looking for.
Okay. Yeah, cool. So security, and then the rigging, so I don't get caught, and then the guard.
Yeah. One, two, three,
six.
Four, five, six.
Nice.
Not only do you get the all right. Tell me, were you getting guard scheduled for a specific day or time or what?
He just wanted guard scheduled.
Okay. You got it for specific days, for specific times. You got specific people that are on the guard schedule, and you get a +2 to the next test.
So one for this one, one for the previous one.
No.
Somebody.
You're sword fishing it, buddy.
All right, man.
You are sword fishing.
All right, now what do you want?
I know.
The calculations to set up the mainframe to basically lower down the count on paper.
I know.
Okay. All right.
Better than Hop, though.
And I'll fork in Blackwood. So Blackwood.
Okay.
Analyst.
This is a...
Good.
And if you pass it, you get what you want. If you fail, then the person who is now aware that you're in the system knows exactly what you're doing. But you still set it up.
Can't bring somebody to Gen Con?
Mm-hmm.
Right there next
to Eric. Yeah, I'll leave him at home.
Yeah, leave him next to Eric's.
Yeah.
Eric brought a whole bunch of raw
stuff. Oh, they're in the fridge.
Yeah.
Help yourself. We went up there and we opened the fridge and
Jeff and I go up and we're like,
kid grabbed,
what the hell?
Kid brought the wrong Tupperware and it was filled with like
cucumbers.
A week old squash.
Yeah, I was like, squash.
Squash and cucumbers. Like, what the hell is this?
I'm not gonna put in the first, I'm not gonna put in the stomach because I got two dice from the link.
Okay.
So, 5 for security, 2 for the rigging, 1 for black market wise, and that's 2 for the link.
Okay.
But you were so active. One, five, two.
Five, six.
Whoops. Wow, we got a bunch.
3, 4, 5, 6. There you go. You set it up.
But somebody knows. Not on that part. No,
no, not with that.
Nobody knows that part.
Oh.
They know that they've been hacked. They just don't know. And they know,
that
I guess,
him.
That it's him. They know they've been hacked. They know you did it, but you've got your changes.
Yeah.
Does he know that he's been observed?
Uh-oh. Well, does he?
No!
Did he play Winner's Game?
Let control the game.
I'm having control of the game.
Yeah. You were the one that wanted to play.
I know, I did, but
the deputy GM.
I'm behind scenes! And now I'm just sitting here watching a waveform.
Did I get all that information?
Yeah.
Go ahead and unplug. Yes. Okay, everybody. Go to a different terminal.
Mm-hmm.
Send him a note telling him I've got information for the interstitial.
Okay.
I'm sending him a note that I've got the remote access to the frame, got this, and basically I'll go through small, quick detail.
Okay.
And I'll have it on a disc.
All right.
For him.
Joe, anything?
Excellent.
I don't think Joe can do anything.
Yeah.
I think we're done.
I'm maxed out.
Doug?
Can we please finish the maneuver? Come on, guys.
Normal Powell in that list.
Trying to figure out how to.
Well, see, I thought I was going to be in with Jason and his brother.
Gomer Pyle?
Yeah, your guy that you got, who's the yutz.
Right?
No, I wasn't.
Is he there yet? I don't think he's there.
Yeah, he's yet, because we said at the beginning.
Oh, so yeah, I'd probably list when he's there.
He's in there.
Yeah.
Oh, and so is the guy who owes
him
money.
We're not actually calling him Gomer.
No, but that's just, well, I know who he's talking about.
Just for reference, as an incentive bonus in our interstitial scene, Gomer Pyle,
the psychologist.
The psychologist that owes you money is located.
No, Gomer Pyle doesn't owe him money. The second guy owes him.
Gomer Pyle's a yutz. But you have when both of those psychologists are going to be in there screening people.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, you've got Gomer Pyle, but you've also got the other guy.
So here are the two psychologists that are supposed to be.
Yeah.
We need names for them other than Gomer Pyle.
Gomer Pyle and Mr. Pyle.
Gomer Pyle and Shifty.
So what do I need
Shifty to, shaky fingers.
Yeah. So what would I need to do to exploit that relationship? Well, it's not a relationship yet. But how would I exploit that?
How do you want to exploit
that's
it?
Yeah. Scene.
To find out more about what the psychologists know about what's going
that's
on.
Your building.
Why are they here?
What would it
do
be?
I even know that yet?
Well, could he go talk to him, but use that information as an advantage die in the circles to go?
Sure, absolutely.
But I think because he's not a you have to do a circle. Well, no,
I know him, but I don't have a relationship with him.
Right. I think you probably have to do a circles roll with him
with a bonus
to bring him in with a bonus. Oh, yeah, and then you can go talk to him.
You're building a scene. You use skills, resources, and circles.
Right.
So if you use him in your building scene, you could set him up that way, couldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you just do a building scene and go in there. One is to find to go talk to him,
mm-hmm.
and two to find something out about what he's doing, and then three do something with that information. I mean, weren't y'all gonna hack into the Kern software?
No.
Kern software. Oh.
The software that was going to displace the Kern?
No, the whole idea was for him to get in to skim off the top.
This system that he's supposed to be hacking into it is all that's
connected.
Yeah.
So
we rooted the system so we can get back in and monkey with that at any time we want.
Mm-hmm.
Not in this maneuver, you can't.
Yeah.
Everyone's maxed out.
Way to go! That's all.
No, they're not maxed out.
Yeah, but they can't get into the system. They can.
Doug hates me.
I think Doug hates you.
I don't.
I don't hate you. I just think you're a dangerous lunatic.
But you can still go have a beer.
Kill him, make him a martyr. All right, so what are you going
to
do?
So what I was trying to get at was for the maneuver part, our maneuver choice was assess. Assess the faction specifically. The psychologist of one of the factions. So what I would like to do is I'd like to be able to get in information from this guy so that I can assess the psychologist faction.
You can do
that. I don't remember as a player what my character's supposed to know about Shiny Eye or...
He's a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you absolutely know about him.
Okay.
All right. You know who he is. Now, whether or not you have a circle or relationship with him is up to you.
No, no.
But you know who he is as much as you know who Haritomi or Doug's character or anybody. Okay. You know who they are. So, I mean, you're to say that you're the person of note in this or not, but, I mean, if you think of the definition of a person of note, in this realm, in this whole circle of people, you're a person of note.
Yeah.
So he knows about you as much as you know about him.
What I'm getting at is what does the character know as opposed to what the player knows.
Right.
The character's not sitting at the table while this is going on.
Right.
The player is.
But the character himself knows who he is, knows what he does.
Right.
But you may not know the intricacies of him.
Let me pause here. I just want to save this so we don't lose it.
Sure.
Okay. And we're back.
Okay. So we were talking building scene for Roy.
Yeah. So what do I need to do? I need to make a circles check.
Okay. What do you want to do?
I want to go up and talk to this guy.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Do you want to find out information?
I want to find out information from him.
Okay.
About what the psychologists are doing here.
Well, then do... My thing is this.
It's an actual mechanical question. Does he really need to make a circles roll?
No, he doesn't need to make a circles roll. My thing is that you probably need to make a skills test for some sort of information gathering thing.
Okay.
Is what you're going to try to do. Or some sort of intimidation, some sort of...
Well, depending on what he's asking.
What do you want? Now, if you're going to ask something that he's freely willing to give, maybe you use just a conversational, an etiquette question, skill.
Well, the guy owes him money.
Right. Well, if the guy owes you money, then you pull out intimidation and you say, hey, guess what? You owe me money.
Bargaining?
Yeah, bargaining. Anything like that. Make a skills test with that. And then take that test and build that upon something else that you want to do, what you want to find out. But to make a circles test, I don't think a circles test is necessary. Now, if you want to find someone that's out there, I want to find a specific person, or I want to find a guy who does this, or I want to find, that's circles. But if you just want to find out information, I think you better bet us to do a skills test with some of the stuff that you already have. Because you already know who it is. You're not trying to find him. He's there.
But how do you... Because I don't think it's... I don't know. Has that ever come up? Or it might have come up in the previous, in Burning Wheel. How do you make a relationship with that person so that you can find him whenever?
It's a circle.
It's a circle.
Okay.
You do a circle with that person, and you're looking for a specific person.
Yeah.
Which is what he is. But I would give you a pretty hefty or a pretty low obstacle on that because you know where he is.
Or advantage.
Yeah, an advantage to that. Because, I mean, you're looking for somebody you know is on the station.
Yeah.
You know who they are. You know their name.
But he could be avoiding him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could be avoiding
him.
Definitely
avoiding
him. But you've also found out his guard schedule, so you know that. So you're talking about a tremendous advantage. So if you want to do a circles test to find that guy and then do a skills test to beat some information out of him, then that's fine. And then you can build on that if you want to do that.
But if you roll, you lose one of your three rolls.
Yeah.
I mean, one of your rolls, you can go talk to him and just say, and keep him one of these guys who get transferred off and you can't find him anyway.
Right.
You know, but if you use the roll, you got him.
Yeah.
And he's in your hands.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that, I think that's probably the trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, I mean, you'll build a circles test, and maybe you can advance that way, or you can advance three skills.
Hell, man, I'd take the circles test.
I think that circles test would be, let's do it, more fun, actually.
Yeah, man.
Why not? I mean, that's
anytime you get to roll dice, roll the dice.
Circles exponent. I'll give you two advantage dice. Because you know, I mean, he's got specific information of where he's going to be and when.
Okay.
And there's only three psychologists, but you're not on the guard detail.
Well, there's more psychologists here.
Right.
But they're not, I guess.
Experienced.
Because we got the foundation. We got a foundation faction here.
Right.
But a lot of these guys, and the reason why I got stuck with these guys, one, I blew my role mechanically.
Right.
Two, because the rest of them didn't want to do it.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a foundation here, training right. people, teaching people. There's a faction here. But these guys, you know, are, you know, sort of the fringe of that faction. Yay me. Good roll.
Okay. So he's a specific, I'm still going to call him an uncommon occupation. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, okay. Psychologists, they're not.
It's one plus, so.
I'm going to call him same station rank. I'm just going to put that.
He'd be below me.
No, I mean, you're talking about these are kind of elite guys. I mean, they're rarity.
And you're not.
I'm a figure of note.
I understand that. But we're talking like royalty and so on. I'm going to say y'all are about same level.
You're a freaking with your fancy bowler hat and putting on air.
Oh, okay, he is certainly opposed to you.
He should be completely opposed to him, right?
Yeah, but see, outright proponent, loyal, or possessing a specific outlook is plus +3. That's not really... I understand that, but you're talking outright proponent, loyal.
That's increasing the difference.
That's increasing.
What? Right. He's a proponent of, well,
look that up.
Proponent means...
He's not friendly. Okay.
Right.
I'm good with it.
Okay.
I don't have it.
Are you looking for specific knowledge, general knowledge? What are you looking for from?
Specific knowledge about the psychologist.
Okay.
Geez, I'm already at +6.
But you got +2. What are your circles?
+3.
Yeah, hell of a roll.
In the building scene.
You got worse than that. And if he doesn't tell it, he's going to tell it.
And what were they, competent? Is that it? Is that what you...
Competent, yeah. Okay. I think they were competent.
Okay. That's what I thought they were. Because they weren't experts or masters. +7.
Yikes.
Okay.
Wow. But he gets +2. His advantage dice for...
That's 5, and then he can add in persona. 6, 7. And then
so he needs to get successes on all. Then he call on?
I'm checking on my.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you're still going to find the guy and probably get him and talk to him. You may not get to make him a relationship, but
I might get a persona point.
I might get to piss him off.
You get plus one die because you're doing a circles test in the building scene too. You get plus one die because you're doing circles test in the building.
So I give me 6. I'm going to use my persona.
Your one persona.
My one persona. Most of those are going to give me it. I'm trying to find him, so I can't really fork any skills on it. But.
I bet you could fork in our wild on it.
Well, you can.
Streetwise?
No. As we had in the Witherscape campaign, we know exactly what Streetwise covers, and that ain't it. And Streetwise, criminal. Funny enough, is not really a wise.
Faction-wise! It's the only wise that's defined.
Faction-wise!
You can do a
Streetwise no,
circle.
Street-wise. It's not a technical wise.
What I meant was,
technically, it's not a wise.
Most of the skills I have aren't applicable.
It's just streetwise.
Bureaucracy isn't going to work.
I thought there was a dash in it.
Intimidate isn't going to work. Smuggling.
I know you did. It's not a
persuasion.
You don't have a book.
I don't have blackmail.
I don't bring the book.
It's not. Because I looked at it like, no. That's why I saw it.
The only one that would really work.
It's in there.
It's faction wise. I think it's he's a faction. He's part of a faction.
I think it's a
he's a psychologist.
Well, and you're trying to find out information about a faction.
Well, but wait a minute,
This is just to find him.
Yeah.
And talk to him.
Right.
But you were going to get information about the faction.
Right.
I think if you use intimidation.
I'm getting information, specific information about what his faction is doing.
No, but you're. Well,
I'm using. I guess if you're
incorporating that all into the one role, like,
you know, I'm using information about his general information about his faction.
And by the way, guys, anytime I throw in like this, you guys, I mean, it's everybody is.
Yeah.
And anytime we think Todd is like, hey, you're over the line, you can say, Todd, we think you're over the line, and you guys could do that in any, you know, with the GM in any game in this system. I mean, it's a group deal, boys. So
I like the time to go more.
So do you think you should get faction wise and finding the guy and talking to him, or is this?
Wow, he's part of a faction. I'm using my general information about his faction as a psychologist to find him.
I think
I know where he should be. I know who he should be communicating with. I know who he should be reporting to.
Streetwise be a better choice.
I think Streetwise is a far more appropriate.
No. Yeah. If you read Streetwise, it's not. I mean, if you read Streetwise, because Streetwise is about learning the streets and knowing how to blend in.
I guess my point is I think he's probably got something far more appropriate than faction-wise.
Yeah, but it's not Streetwise.
No, I don't. Commodities wise, bribe what?
Bribe wise. There you go. You pay somebody.
Yeah, there you go.
Do I have to make a research check on that? I just use bribe wise.
Yeah, just bribe use bribe wise.
I use bribe wise. So I got.
Hello.
Three.
So who are you bribing?
You get three from your circles. You get two from
the other guards.
Link.
Two from the link.
Well,
one from Bradwise.
One from Bradwise.
And one from your
persona. I have one from somewhere else. One from link. Two from bonus. That's what it was. Two bonus for him.
Well, you got three for circles.
Right. And two for bonus. Two for bonus that he gave me for knowing the guides.
Plus one because it's a circle spell.
That's the other one.
That's the other one. Got it.
How many do you need?
It's an ob 7.
And how many are you rolling?
8.
I don't want to see this.
One, come here.
I'm coming.
Ooh, almost.
Well, you've got one fate. You can use a fate if you need to.
5.
Oh.
And what's the ob?
7.
7.
Oh,
hold on. Let me make sure it's a 7 again. I'm going to go through it. You start off with a 1.
It's a good test, though.
Yeah. Man, it was.
Yeah.
You picked the plus 2 to it. That's the thing.
What's that?
When you said you wanted a specific knowledge.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I mean, otherwise, it's. That's all right. I mean, it's the COB. I mean, it's,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because Jason just spilled jelly all over the front of him.
Cream
all over the front of him. You got to start with the belly button, man.
The danger of the cream filled donut.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, you gonna do the fate?
Oh, now wait a second. No, go ahead.
Well,
you're gonna do.
Well, you're done with the failure.
Yeah, I was gonna tell him what the failure is.
Well, tell him. I mean, he's going to roll it anyway.
Okay.
He needs to know.
Downside is that you find it. You find it. Mm-hmm. And he has your money.
Oh. Going to get out from under me. I like that.
He has your money. And he's trying to get clean. How's that?
That's good.
You like that?
I like it as a player because that just gets me a good time.
Well, for the moment.
Nope. Oh. Okay.
I am glad that you came. Here's your money.
Fantastic.
I am trying.
Interest is all there and everything?
Everything's there. I mean,
he paid up
full.
Great. But I still got information.
Had to sell his sister.
No, you just found him.
Well, you found him.
Well, I found him.
Yeah. But, I mean, the big coup you had over him was the fact that he owed you a ton of money.
Right. Okay.
Now he's clean.
That worked so well for me.
And like I said, like I told Jeff before on this guy, he's kind of a prodigy. Okay, he's young. He's kind of a prodigy. He just doesn't have experience, but he's got loads of talent.
Loads.
Take over the boss position.
So now that I got him here, though.
What's his name?
He doesn't get to name him.
I don't get to name him.
Well, I mean, he has a name, but he doesn't become a name relationship for him that he can call at any time.
Yeah.
No, how many circle tests do you need to do that? Is it 10?
You need to meet it in circles.
Yeah.
And like beat it by
once
one.
Once you meet it in circles, then you can name them.
Beat it by one.
Beat it by, but that's right. And then you got to do this once or twice. Try to remember.
You have to do it again.
You have to do it again, and then you can be a relationship.
Right now, because he could be transported off the rock
right
in the next couple of days and or whatever.
What's my options for actually getting the information I need then?
Just talk to him.
You can intimidate him. You can still intimidate him. I mean, you can do any number of things to him.
This is just to find him and talk to him.
Right.
Find him on the station, get him alone and talk to him.
Okay.
The circle's role was to turn the guy he created into, I guess, one of your relationships.
Right.
Which you could use and abuse.
So what is his name?
James Fife. F-I-F-E.
Like Barney?
Exactly.
James, that's quite a sum of money you came into.
Yes, it is.
You must have been working really hard recently.
No idea. Getting clean, moving on.
So
I left Begbie in the hotel room, and I am square to go.
So, what are you doing on the station?
I was called here to do security screenings.
Right, give me 3 pages.
So you still have the pace for the ladies there, James?
You don't deal drugs, but you're a pimp?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, wow. I think we're explicit.
Our dealings are concluded. My personal life is no longer any of your business.
Oh, snap, he's cutting you out. I got a sheet in here somewhere for something.
My stupid color scene from before had the name of the female character.
Which one?
It was just in my color scene.
Oh.
It wasn't.
Come on, Roy, what are you going to do? Come on, man.
With Zhao?
No, that was... That's my second. Zhao's my second in command.
No.
It was just one of the names I threw out there.
You know, you could say, fine, walk away, but then send one of your women to...
Well, that's a really good idea.
Conducive mess.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Good for you. Good for you, Fife.
That's fantastic.
Are they at least putting you up in a decent room this time?
I am well taken care of.
Well, that's fantastic. If you know where to find me, and I'll walk away. I'll find out.
He's got in the current football game. Go Kern.
Got a good deal. Got more than 3 to 5.
So he knows about the security screens.
Well, he's. Are you? You what do you want to do?
Yeah, I was on one test so far in your buildings.
Then. Yeah.
I would like.
I'd like to send somebody up there to
seduce him. Okay. So what?
One of the ladies.
What kind of a test can you do on that? Have you got pimp wise?
No, I don't have
pimp wise. Would be a good one to open.
Yeah.
I thought you had like
the blackmail.
Yeah, but he's got to do something first.
Well, blackmail, the guy says he doesn't want anything to do with his name anymore. And that girl is part of his name. And blackmail is the flaunting of his name around him.
Or he sends a chick in there. If they do it, she drugs him, and then they kill the chick. And now he's associated with a murder.
Yeah, boy! That's Godfather right there. Wow. That's Godfather 2.
That's mean.
Yeah.
Well, that was your building scene?
That was your building scene.
Apparently.
Thanks, Jeff.
Blame him for a murder, dude.
Jeff didn't get the plays about the whole thing.
He did that in an episode of CIS because they switched it with a different dead girl.
Nice.
One hot girl seduced him and then he woke up with an ugly dead girl.
Isn't that the way it always has? I mean, you always wake up with an ugly girl or a dead girl.
Except mine aren't dead.
Wow.
No, that's...
I was at a party.
Yeah, you just kind of wish they were dead.
Before I got married, I married the most beautiful girl in the world.
She's amazing.
We all did.
We all married
up. Let me just throw that out there. We all married the most beautiful women in the world.
And we all married up.
Well, except Joe.
No, not me.
Sorry, Joe. Joe's working on it.
I got a good girlfriend.
What's his name? Sorry, I had to throw that one out there. That's my standard response.
I just want to say we are not homophobic on this.
Not at all.
Yeah. Sounds like a little bashing going on there. I don't really appreciate it.
So it is, dude? It's okay. You can come out.
Maybe it is. You know,
you can come out.
We don't care
on the podcast.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
JoJo meet with Todd.
Hey now,
you saw me?
Jeff told me it was him.
Awkward. I was trying to look at you from the distance through binoculars.
We can cut on this game.
Yeah, please.
Oh, part two, 20 minutes.
Well, let's cut the homophobia.
You know, I'd really love to send a hooker into him, but honestly, I don't know if I don't have any skills.
Well, can you frame him some other way? Can
you? What are you doing?
Why don't you? I mean, the point is not sending in a hooker to be killed and all that stuff.
No, I don't want to. I would not send a hooker to be killed.
What was he?
She's one of my employees. She's part of the family. I'll take care of anybody in the family.
So, get some young girl who's not really part of the family yet.
Well, that's just me.
Is your guy like the thumb killer dude, whatever? I mean, the bad
guy. He's a bad guy with a heart.
Didn't he paint his guy to like, it's business, buddy, and I'll kill anybody that takes, unless it's a girl.
I'm a drunk, too.
Yeah, I'm a drunk.
No, I'm not drunk. I gave up.
And I kill a lot of people.
What are you addicted to?
Well,
I'm not addicted to anything.
I am.
You're addicted?
Protect the what?
What are you addicted to?
Ink?
Protect the pawn.
Ink?
Order. You just said that.
Well,
you come on,
everybody.
Well,
look, I am. Can we? Why don't we cut away from you? And let's go to Doug. Because obviously, Doug
is right
there. He wants to
get him, Doug.
I want to lay out this training program for the turn.
Mm-hmm.
Only I want to lay out the program in such a way that there's 20 extra steps in everything they have to do. They're doing it all the right way, but it takes them twice as long to load the gun, twice as long to break it down, twice as long to clean it. Okay. Well, he's going to fire.
Okay.
Now, are you training him, or is the sister training him?
I don't know.
What's it going to be?
I figured it'd be Anvil.
It's no fun if the sister's doing it, so I'll train him. Sure, I'll train him.
Okay. Matter of fact, they're brought up to your shifts.
Okay, that works much better.
Okay.
So I went and put together the training program.
Okay, go ahead. How are you going to do it?
Well, I don't know. I've got close combat, but I don't have any training skills, so I don't know what we're looking for here. I have assault weapons and close combat and squad support, tactics.
Command?
Command, but
I don't have any training skills.
If you've got command and you've got those skills, you can train somebody.
Okay.
I mean, you have skills doing what you do for a living, whereas you don't have formal training in being a teacher, but you could teach somebody how to do what you do, maybe over time, maybe not as efficiently, but you could still teach them how to do it, right?
Okay.
So essentially what you want to be is a bad teacher.
Right.
I thought you told that.
So
I want to come off as a good teacher, but be a bad teacher.
But you know what? If I don't know anything, for example, again, what you do for a living, I know nothing about it, right?
Right.
So if you teach me how to do it, and I know nothing about what you do, I'm going to take your word as gospel, right?
Right.
Until somebody tells me different.
Okay.
So that's what you do.
So that's what I want to get to in the building scene, although I don't know exactly what test I need to make here. So okay. I want to create a training program that teaches them everything, but takes them twice as long to do anything.
Okay, do you want to, I mean, a pure program where they sit down in front of the screen and do it, or do you want to have other people, like a training cadre of people to do that?
Sounds
like
I have minions.
Sounds like
I want to put together the program and have my minions.
How about this? Circle test for a trainer.
Who will that you trust.
That you trust who will train them the way you want them to be trained.
I got a 3 in hammer. I don't have to make a circle test. There he is.
Well then, call up a guy and have him do it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I want to put together the training program for this guy to go train him. Right? I mean, because that's a skill I can roll.
Okay. Well, you don't have any. What's your circle?
I have a 3 in hammer. And by having a 3... No, I have a 2 in hammer.
Whoops. I think there's probably a circles test involved.
Well, hold on. Hammer's different.
Yeah, it's like get it done kind of thing.
With a 2D affiliation in hammer, represents a force of retrofitted commercial ships with a smattering of small military craft. The crew have X.4 abilities. No circle test is required to bring these characters into play at relevant exponents. You have circle test if a specialist is required. Okay. Do not use the skill exponent modifier. It comes in with a specialist skill at the exponent of the hammer lord's forces. If a higher exponent is there, you may add the opposite modifier.
So you want to bring in somebody who can train them, but in a way that's
sure.
Contrary to the way they're supposed to train.
So I want to burn up the program and then bring in a trainer who's on my side to train them twice as long and how to do everything.
Okay. Okay.
Roy's ready.
No, I'm not ready.
All right. So I'll tell you what.
I'm not ready. I didn't feel like it.
So you add your affiliations to a circle?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you didn't do that last time?
Well, no, I didn't do that to that. I don't think of...
He wasn't part of my affiliation, so I couldn't have added it to that. But if I want to find the proper prostitute...
Well, your reputation.
You got reputations, too. You got reputation crime lord, you could have added that.
Yeah. I'm giving you a 3D.
Yeah. Hello. Hey, you can add those.
I guess what happens when you don't really know the game.
Let that be a lesson to you kids. Right. Learn the game. Read the book. Read the book.
Plus one.
I'm busy reading other things also.
For circle steps.
Okay, so there's 2 for circles, 2 for the hammer affiliation, and 1 for the building thing. Right?
Oh, I hate the fact that he names chapters after characters.
Come on. So, what's the failure?
I love the wolves.
Wait a minute.
Have before you roll your dice. Let's have this out. Game of Thrones. They had me with the wolves.
It's amazing.
Yeah, the dire wolf. The dire wolf pups. Who doesn't love dire wolf pups?
The best part of the book is he names the chapters after the characters.
Come on. I think it's cool.
Okay. Let's get back to Doug, please.
Okay. If he fails, he will do what you ask. But he's got a huge problem with it.
That it reflects on
him. Well, not only that it reflects on him, but he has a very strong...
he's married to a Kern.
No, he's not married to a Kern, but like a Kern saved his life in some conflict. So he finds this...
Offensive.
He really does. He finds this offensive that you would do this to a Kern when they have done so much to you guys.
Skippy! Yeah!
Okay.
Okay. So... Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, and he got it. Damn it!
Nailed it!
Four. Wow. Six. You got six of them.
Six of them?
I rolled five. Five success.
On five dice?
Yeah.
Five out of five.
This guy's going to do whatever you want him to do.
Okay.
He has no morals anymore.
Yeah. He hates the Kern. Screw the Kern.
I see your point.
What are you getting? Now, what about turning for
him? I mean, it seems to me that he would just handle that. You say, oh, yeah, I should do this and do it.
Yeah, this is the kind of guy that you've given an order to, and you've given him the scope of what you want. He's going to do it.
Okay.
Now.
Get the game.
Well, you get to name him.
Yeah. Oh. Up to you.
Okay, I'll come up with a name.
Now?
See
how easy it is? Joe, give us a name.
Jonathan Warwixeldorf.
See?
And there's an umlaut in there somewhere.
All the G.
Yeah.
And the Q is silent.
Right. Quatch.
Spell
Q-A-T.
It.
Q-A-T.
Jonathan Q.
Jonathan Quatch.
Jonathan Q went to Wusseldorf. Is that when the Q's silent? No, you get to name him. And maybe one day this will appear on the Obsidian Portal page.
Yes.
With
oh, stop it.
Jonathan.
Keep poking the bear. You know, we had all these fans. We had two fans from Witherscape. I direct them to this game and... Nada!
Stop it.
Nada!
You actually bugged them?
No, I just left a message. Hey, we're done. We're going to take a break. We're going to hiatus. Hiatus. Use the word hiatus.
Use the word hiatus.
Hiatus. H-I-A-T-U-S. That's hiatus. We'll be back.
Yeah, go over here and check out the cool banner.
Yeah, check us out at this crappy website that still has the generic text when you open up the generic game.
Yo, check us out.
Got a nice banner, though.
Nice banner. So, beautiful banner.
Anything else that you want to do? So, I'll listen to the peanut gallery over here.
And my color scene. I set my XL.
Color scene. You,
that's what I said.
I thought you said color scene.
I said color scene.
Okay.
In my color scene, I set off the XO to go find out about security problems.
Okay. You want to go back to Roy?
Yeah, so what I want it to be is that the security problem is with the smugglers. And we need to do something about that.
Ooh. Oh, he is throwing everybody under the bus, isn't he?
God.
Nagatomi. Nagami, yeah.
So
what's her name? What's her name?
So what do you want to test? I mean, what are you trying to... Are you trying to see if they're there or not?
Ultimately, I want to have Roy as the head of the black market. Ultimately, I want a conflict with Roy to force him to bring everything through security to be screened before it comes on the ship.
Well,
I can't do that because somebody already burned up a conflict.
No, you can still do it. But is it possible? We can't do a conflict. It's
not
running out of time. But is it possible that all of the breaches in security, or there's a security breach report that he gets, where he can find the breach and find him involved?
There is no question that there is a security breach report. Now, how much you want to go into it is up to you. Do you sit there and go?
Hello?
Well, I took the XO down to find the problem and write me up a report of what he found, right? So he spent days down there.
Yeah. No, we're talking about the logs.
Spent days in security crawling through the logs trying to figure out how the worm got on the ship and down to the planet, and then wrote up a report on it. So what I'm saying is what he found is that guy did not come through security. He was smuggled in.
Okay.
That's what he found.
Yeah, but what I'm suggesting is prior to that, or subsequent to that, there's a new breach in the company's computers, and do you know about it? What do you want to do about it? And we're back. All right. So we just had a quick conversation, off the record.
See, that's what your ums look like.
Robbie got. Well, you're right.
There's another one.
Okay. So.
Bickering.
No bickering.
Doug was going to say what his hammer lord was going to do. Or not.
Well, yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out, so...
Do you want to think for a second? Because we can come back to Roy, who's had all kinds of time to think about his building scene.
Sure.
I can find a prostitute.
Ooh!
Wait, what's the plan again?
Oh!
There is a life path called 4 months.
There you go.
Yeah, she works as a
girl in the big city wise.
There you go.
That is one of them, yeah.
It is one of them, yeah.
3 for the circles. She's part of the family. That's 2 die.
But you have to protect the family.
Huh?
She's going to work against your belief or instinct or whatever.
Well, she's part of the family.
Well, so you're not going to kill her.
No, I'm not going to kill her.
Dude, kill
her. I'm going to send her.
Kill the hooker. No. Nothing like find a hooker in a trunk the next morning.
This is back to Avon's building. He wasn't finished. When
so, and then I'm the family godfather. Which yeah, is,
they get 3 rolls. They get 3 rolls.
So which is 3 more die. So,
we're just kidding.
Whatever the obstacle is there, I can...
What do you want? What do you want her for?
I want her to be a... I want to be one hot prostitute that's going to go in and seduce your idiot psychologist. Not your guy, but your
so,
man.
So Roy's a hot prostitute.
Right.
Oh, I want to
her name is Roy Wiener.
Roy Wiener.
Roy Wiener.
Roy Wiener.
She had long blonde hair. And 2 big ponytails.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Is that racist?
I don't know. I don't.
No, but it was good.
You feel dirty?
I do. I feel horrible. I'm like a complete asshole. Sorry.
time point?
Radio edit.
35:45.
Yeah.
Something like that.
35:45. Okay.
Go ahead. So that's what I want. I want a high prostitute that's going to be able to go in there and seduce him. And
so what do you want? You want to do a circles test for a hot prostitute?
Yes. That is going to go in there and seduce him. So it'll be 2 rolls, a link test.
Do you want to do a link test? Maybe you get her first, and then you send her right away.
I have to test her.
Tip her well. I don't know.
Weren't you the one that said we need to get moving on?
I think this is a just say yes because he knows.
Yeah, I think this is a just say yes.
He knows lots of hot prostitutes.
Yeah, finding a hot prostitute is not a not
okay,
a
fine.
Not
fine.
Even
the a test. You're general.
Yeah,
it's going to be an easy thing. I got 7.
What do you want her to
8?
Do?
Okay, now what
so
do you want?
Your idiot psychologist.
He's not.
Okay, so what test is that?
Wait. You want her to get his idiot psychologist.
He's not an idiot!
Back on drugs.
He's got problems.
Back on drugs.
Well, he's not an idiot psychologist.
Into his pocket is what he wants.
In my pocket. I don't know exactly.
Well, what do you have? Well, I mean, what kind of tips do you have?
Seduce him
and
put something in his drink.
At this point, it wouldn't be my skills. It would be her skills.
I understand that.
Or seduce him, slip him a Mickey, and bring him back to you. To intimidate.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, why don't you send Zhao to kidnapping?
Okay, no, here's the thing.
If you're going to do that.
All right.
Because you got to get him hooked on drugs.
He slipped. He seduced people. With her. That's what happened.
She
got seduced.
Him. Yeah.
She slept with him.
Wait. She slept with him. She's pumping for information.
Wow.
So that's
speak.
What I'm.
Exactly. Is this a resource role for him?
Not what?
Apparently not right now.
But my point is now is that she's a hooker.
Right.
Right? She's not an interrogator.
She's not a hooker. She is a prime prostitute.
Okay, so we're talking.
Is a hooker with a heart of gold, is that a specific quality that
I meant? <that, yeah. laughs> So,
that's
I mean.
Great.
What are we talking about? She has her own chip on the Serenity or what?
Yes.
Okay.
That kind of prostitute.
That,
the one that,
that the
would be able to pump
want.
Him for information.
Well, but my point is, Roy, is that she's pumping him for information.
Yeah.
She knows it. She doesn't know necessarily know what questions to ask. She finds out his name, his social security number, and his, I don't know, his underwear size.
Underwear.
Yeah.
Underwear.
Underwear size. Yeah.
I thought that was... Okay, so part of the circles test, I thought, was so that she would be able to be brought in, so I would be able to tell her, this is what I'm looking for.
Okay,
this is the guy.
Well, you can do that. This is the guy that gets the test
circles. Well, right. Yeah, but look, Todd, when it comes down to asking for information from the guy, I don't care what his end scene is.
I understand.
I want the information that I couldn't get before.
Listen, what I'm trying to do is get to the point where he either comes back for you, or some reason where you can make a skills test on this further than just a circles test. I don't want the hooker to make a circles test for you. You see what I mean?
She gives him a
so
disease.
My point is,
and these guys know, you guys got to come back to the clinic for you.
Enough.
Yeah.
Enough. Enough with the hooker test.
All right.
Okay. I'm done with the hooker
Here's
job.
What happens. Here's what happens is that she calls you. Okay. She's scared to death because he's unconscious and he's not waking up.
Oh, for what?
She doesn't know. She's been asking him for information. She hasn't been giving him drugs, but she's been having a drink. They've been going at it for a couple days, and now he's unconscious and he's not waking up.
It's like how it's done.
What in the hell do I do? What do I do?
I have absolutely no idea. I'm not a doctor. That was my other character.
He just shuts down on you.
Yeah.
See how he does that.
All right. She says, "Boss, you need to get over here."
As head of the family, I'm not going to go over there for that. I would send somebody else.
Boss, you need to get over here.
It's bad, boss. It's bad.
Because people have seen me with them, and they know.
Oh, fine. I'll go over there. I go over to the apartment. I go over to the apartment. I've got nothing for this. Criminal-wise, I could test criminal-wise.
You can circle test something. You can bring somebody right in. You could bring a doctor in.
I could have been doing that from the other place.
Roll with me, Roy. Roll with me.
I'm trying.
Okay.
It sounds like I'm...
Loosen up the guy. Just a game.
Actually, that does look pretty
good. I know. I'm a kid.
He's really good at it. Oh, wow. Yeah, the elbows are amazing.
Yeah, get in there.
All right, you come over there, and she's flicking water on him. She's kind of slapping him. She's trying to get him awake. He's pale.
Is he dead?
No, he's not dead. He's got a pulse. He's sitting there, eyes blazing. What do you do?
If you tell me I need to make a circles check to find a doctor, I'm going to go nuts because you wouldn't give me a circles check to find a
doctor. No, but my point is that now he wakes up and he says, "Oh, crap. What happened? And now you're here. And now he's scared." Okay?
James, let me tell you. Whatever did happen, I could make it all go away.
How?
Leave that up to me, but I want something in return.
What?
I want to know what you and the rest of the psychologists are doing. You are an addition to the scenario.
We're just testing people. We're just screening people. He told you that before. That's all he's doing.
Screening them for what?
I mean, we screen them for all kinds of things.
Screening them for what? You're a pretty good guy. You
make a roll. What are you going to use? There's a thousand things you can use now.
Persuasion.
Okay.
Persuasion.
You got ugly truth. That'd work well.
I don't have ugly truth.
Intimidation
would work well.
Intimidation.
You could bribe him, but I don't think that may
I
not be the way you want to go
work
with him.
Just yet.
Intimidation.
What, 4th-hand intimidation?
It is.
It counts against you.
Yeah.
What, 4th-hand intimidation?
Can you split up a building scene like 3 buildings?
And that one.
Ten? Did they say you need?
No, it says you can.
have up to three, but I think it's a link.
Can you only fork in, okay, you can only fork in one skill and one Y?
Yes. Okay, one so skill I'm only on one skill.
So I'm using persuasion. I'm just going to go. Using persuasion, forking in intimidate.
Sorry.
Are you done yet? Are you done yet? I guess is the question.
You got to get through that first test.
No, it's the hard skull.
Sternum, pulp fiction. We need a belt.
No, how long it's been pressing that. And I don't think it is as great as what you're saying. It is good.
Go ahead, Roy.
Come on. Wow. Now that's a roll.
What'd you get?
Four out of five.
With one six.
Not a problem. He tells you what he's doing. He tells you exactly what he's doing here. He tells you that he's supposed to be here looking for Valen. He was specifically requested to come here. Not a lot of people wanted to come because it's so far out.
Right. In the
butthole universe. But that's...
But we got good ore.
He's got good ore. And that's why they kind of sent him, because they knew that, like I said, he's a prodigy. But he needed experience someplace else, and he was terrified to come here because he owed money to you.
Well, you've certainly taken care of that, James. You don't have to worry about that anymore. We're all friends here now, aren't we?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I want to make all sure your problems go away. Lily here was very worried about you, though.
So what else are you going to do?
So, Who is your boss?
My boss.
I already kind of know him, though. I didn't know you.
Yeah.
I didn't say
introduce us. I said use him to get to me.
Here's the thing: is that you have the opportunity to bribe him again, or not bribe him again, but get him in the pocket again. But not only that, have you got falsehood?
Yes.
You can lie to him about what. You can tell him what he did.
Yeah. I was going to fork that in also, but
But right,
Dad Hooker would
right now. Right now, you can do the straight up falsehood and say, you can do straight up falsehood as your last test for that, and then he might be in your pocket at that point.
Just a what? It's just a straight up falsehood roll.
Well, I mean, you fork in something else.
Intimidation and falsehood, or falsehood with intimidation. I mean,
My thing would be a falsehood.
James, Lily brought you back here because you got a little bit out of control down at the bar. You said a few things, you got into a few arguments, and let's just say there's a few dead bodies on the floor now.
He starts to panic. What is he? 19, 20?
25.
Oh, they're not dead. They're all in a coma like
he's
state.
Probably, I mean, he's going
to
Okay.
So he's
25.
Early 20s.
Okay.
My wife. So what we can do is, I'll make sure this gets swept away. I want you to report to me everything that the psychologists are doing.
All right. Make your roll.
Falsehood with a little bit of intimidation.
Three is your option.
Falsehood is five. Working in
if
intimidation.
If you fail, he does not believe you.
Yeah. I've used all my fake persona, though, so.
Okay.
I don't think. Would bribe-wise work here?
No. You're not bribing.
I'm not bribing.
Yeah, matter of fact, that's the last thing you want to do at this point.
Criminal-wise,
you didn't get bargaining?
I've already forked in it, yeah. I was looking for a why.
Okay.
Criminal-wise? What is criminal-wise, specifically saying? I'd say criminal-wise is appropriate.
Ooh, wow. There's a lot of big numbers.
One failure.
He buys a hook, line, and sinker.
Okay. And that's my third roll.
We'll do it.
Okay.
Good wife.
He's going to tell me what the psychologist is doing. He's going to report to me about the psychologist.
All right.
We got 10 minutes.
Do you want to finish anything?
Sure.
Yep. So, from reading through the security reports from the XO, I realized that the black market guy has a hacker. I don't know anything about him. I take my two guards down to the computer room at Prime, and I find the nerd in charge of security, and I stand over him with the two guards, and I say, "You will tell me everything you know about the black market hacker now."
Okay. What are you going to do? Intimidation?
Intimidate.
Okay. With anything else?
I think you have plus one.
I give you an ad die for the guards.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's good. What's the obstacle?
But that is the only one that knows that was me back in the fight.
All right, so you want to know specifically, you're asking this guy to tell you who was breaking in.
I want to know who he's seen hacking the system in the past. Maybe it's not necessarily this event, but other events.
Okay.
Who's working for the guy?
Well, I mean, is that gonna get him his name? Is that?
Yeah. See, that's not necessarily gonna get you his name, but he can give you everybody that he knows of. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, you are necessarily going out of protocol, which is what he's concerned about.
Sure.
So, in this case, because you're asking for something that's out of protocol but isn't super duper secret. I'll make it a 3.
Okay.
Wow.
1, 2,
I want Doug's dice.
4, 5.
I want both their dice.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Walmart bicycle special.
He's delighted to give you any and all information that you want. He doesn't know if this is what you're looking for. Matter of fact, he's willing to help you as much as he can, as long as it doesn't cost him his job. He understands where you're coming from.
I want him to let me know whenever he detects a hacker trying to break into the system.
Sure.
You can give him the most recent one.
Yeah, but that guy doesn't know.
They don't know?
No.
I get busted by one.
But now, do you want to make a link test to have your people look at that list and determine whether or not he's on it?
Okay. Sure.
And maybe some of the... I tell you what, here you go. This is what you can do. Some of the list that you get, some of it has names on it, some of it has... for lack of a better word, IP addresses on it. And the IP addresses aren't necessarily associated with names, just an address.
Terminal numbers.
Yeah, but maybe your people can track down the terminal numbers that belongs to.
Okay.
And based upon that test, whether or not he's associated with one of those terminal numbers.
Okay.
Is there anything in there that you can... Or you could, I tell you what, you could do a circles test for somebody who can tell you that information. I'll give you that. You do a circles test for that, and if you make the circles test, that person you are asking will be able to tell you that he's the last person.
Okay. So, I got 2 for circles.
Hold on, let me give you the...
OB?
Is somebody in your Hanover division?
Great.
7.
Okay.
Wow. Plus 1. Yeah.
And I'll,
the specific information.
It's a killer. That's a kicker. Yeah.
Fork and hammer wise.
Okay.
So that gives me Seven dice? No, seven.
This is where he fires blank.
I had 8 versus 7. I really don't know. Don't miss it.
I'll burn the 2%.
2%?
Wow.
As well.
I still have 8.
Yep.
Wow!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yep.
In a 6. He could burn the fate.
2 6s. I'll burn the fate.
We need just 1.
7 on a 7, and you got 5? On the first roll?
Well, plus the 2%, yeah.
You got 6 out of the.
You rolled 9 dice.
But you just need to get 1 of them.
Yep.
Good odds.
Yeah, nice! Both of them! Wow! That good.
Success, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, and you get to roll that one again if you want.
Yeah. That's 5, 9.
So you got 9 out of 7. That's nice. You find out that this person goes in, hacks in, looks at everything. It's him.
Mm-hmm.
He gives you his name and who he works for.
Here's what's character then.
Colin.
What are you smiling about, Roy?
It's fine. It's fine.
Colo.
I got a reputation with his sister.
Yeah, but now he's got your name too. So. And who works for?
Raven.
That's good.
Well, this makes the conflict in the next maneuver.
Maybe. Okay. You want to wrap it up here? It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All we have left, though, I guess, is your stuff.
Yeah.
So next week we can finish moving on.
Well, you'll have conflict first off. Yeah. I'll tell you that. I'll. Well, let me ask you one of two things. Do you want me to build into it, because the way that the conflict is going to look right now is that it will probably be between Joe and it'll either be between Joe and Nagomi, or it'll be between Joe and Sisko. One of those two.
I don't want to eat up any more conflict.
Well, no, it's not your...
You're the person of note.
Oh.
I mean, it's not your conflict. It's his
conflict. It's my conflict.
He gets to pick... No. He gets to pick where the conflict lands.
Yeah.
I don't think that conflict is jack shit.
No.
No, you did. I think you did.
Yeah, you accomplished a lot. You drove it quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, see, and that you forced Doug to respond and use roles to respond to the Kern.
Right, but the... We rolled, I won, the software's still taking place. I cut a deal with them to stop the software, they didn't.
Yeah, but you understand, the whole militarizing the Kern has driven the story where it is right now.
Yeah, I mean, you that, got the Kern are getting changed, trained.
That changed my conflict scene when you won that. Entirely.
Way to go, Joe.
56. And that's fantastic. I'll change a story 1,000 times as long as it's driven in a good direction.
So me and Debbie are going to fight, or me and his sister are going to
fight? Yeah, one of the two.
See, out.
And I'm trying to figure out exactly how that's going to work out.
I kind of like the idea of working with her.
Well, maybe you don't. Maybe he comes in and expects you to be conflict.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. You've got to understand where she's coming from.
And that maybe that's what you get out of the conflict.
Yeah.
She's working with you.
But why would she have a problem?
Understand something. Fox. You don't know what she wants.
Yeah, we don't know anything about that yet.
And what she's asking of you, or what Deborah is going to ask of you, is something that I don't think you want. And if all of a sudden I come across and you say, well, hey, yeah, that's great. When that conflict is over like that, and
really the maneuver's over after that, at that point. I see the maneuver being over.
Well, if there's no conflict, that's just another interstitial, right?
It's it could be building or whatever, but it could be.
No, but I mean, there'll be a conflict, but it'll be quick. It'll be quicker if he acquiesces to stuff.
Well, that's not a conflict, technically. Yeah. No. But,
but he's not.
We don't know what it's going to be.
Right.
No, we don't. And again, my biggest issue with this is, we've gone, this is what, the fourth game that we played? And we haven't. This is third?
This is third. Game.
Yeah. Well, we have to go back and actually figure out who said what when, pursued what beliefs. I mean, I think we all know in the last game, if you remember, but the further we get away from it, it makes it hard. Like at the end of the night, who pursued a belief tonight? Boom, 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 boom. And the maneuver, I guess.
No, because I think
you don't sign it to the end of the maneuver.
Yeah, but I think once we get to the end of the maneuver, you'll be able to see where everybody stands, where their beliefs are standing. Because you took up most of the first and part of the second game, but your belief system is kind of stopped where it is, and we still know what you're. I think everybody here knows what your beliefs are. Right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I mean, same thing with Doug. I mean, tonight, I know exactly where he's standing. Right? Same thing with Jason.
Curry must be crushed.
Yeah.
I don't even know where the hell I stand,
but that's okay. But that's,
how has that changed from any...
You're a morally ambiguous character, and that's great.
Burning Wheel, Burning Empire,
Pathfinder, Savage Worlds, we never know what you're doing.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, way to...
We're playing a gray area.
Way to stand and drool.
Calling one of your cohorts.
My belief is I will stand and drool in every godly.
State generator, man.
That's right. Boy.
All right. That's it for tonight, guys.
All right. Good night, y'all.
All right.
Well, that's the episode, guys. Remember, if you want to ask questions or add comments, just do so at podcast.rusackgamers.com. Or you can email me directly, roy@rusackgamers.com. See you next week. You've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Burning Empires is copyright 2006 Luke Crane. Burning Wheel and Burning Empires are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Iron Empires is a trademark of Chris Miller. Thanks for listening.